You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast today. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, our soon coming King. The resurrection, the power, and the life. Amen. I'm very excited today. How you doing out there? Just to let you know that Jesus loves you. Let us go quickly into the throne of grace that we may receive help at such a time as need as this. Heavenly Father, we bless you today. We glorify you. We honor you, Lord. There's none like you in all the earth. You're the Ancient of Days. You are faithful. You've proven yourself to be faithful over the ancients. You are the Lord thy God, the creator of heaven, earth, and sea, and everything that is in it. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord. So we look unto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help coming from you, our maker, our creator. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your word today that's forever settled in heaven. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, who is our helper, our teacher, our provider, the comforter, the spirit of liberty. Glory be to God. For your word declares to us that you are that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you for liberating us from all sickness, sins, and disease. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, because you've done exceedingly abundantly above all that we have asked, all that we could think about, according to your power that working in us. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for delivering us from the powers of darkness. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your eternal power go forth through the airways today. In the name of Jesus, breaking the powers of curses, spells, the powers of darkness, their operations, their communications, manifestations, travelizations, transformations, and manifestations out of the lives of your people, out of the lives of those that are calling upon your name. Glorify yourself today, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and let your miracle power, healing, and deliverance go forward in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm very excited about the message today as we begin to go forward to celebrate the resurrection of our death, burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm very excited because the Lord gave me a nice message for today that gets us prepared, amen, for that celebration. For me, so each day that I wake up and have the opportunity to ask the Lord to forgive me for my sins, that's resurrection right there for me, resurrection power, amen. So let's go quickly to Matthew chapter 3. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 3, and we're going to start at verse 1. It says, in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he whom was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord and make his paths straight. We want to pause right there, and we want to talk about this today because many people are going to, in excuse me, a lot in their ignorance, are going celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, celebrating, excuse me, thinking that it is a bunny, and so therefore they're not understanding. But here John the Baptist laid the ground before Jesus even came. He said, make his path straight, to repent of our sins, because Jesus is coming. Excuse me, I don't know what happened right there, but even John the Baptist said, he that cometh after me, who who is preferred before me, whose straps I'm not, you know, worthy to unstrap. It is he that will baptize us with the Holy Spirit. Many today are really, really celebrating, and that's fine if that's what you want to do. But the bunny rabbit didn't die for me. The Lord is speaking to his people today. And I think it'd be an insult to Jesus sometime when we put the bunny rabbit in before him and we make this big theme about the bunny rabbit. Oh, it's the if a bunny rabbit died for us, we are in trouble. The bunny rabbit didn't die for us. The bunny rabbit, listen, Jesus Christ is the holy Lamb of God, and he's living. So here, and he's resurrected, and he says, I died for your sins. Even John the Baptist there, when he says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, what was he saying? He says, listen, come and repent of your sins. Why? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. What was he talking about? Jesus Christ. If you notice that in the Lord's Prayer, it says, thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, and thine is the... He was talking about the kingdom of God is coming. Jesus Christ, who's coming after me, is coming. We need to prepare ourselves before he get here. And so he says, listen, I'm crying out in the wilderness. And this is the same thing the Lord is saying. We need to prepare ourselves before we even run into church. Glory be to God. We can do this at home. You can sit down and examine all your sins, your sickness. This is what he died for. The bunny rabbit didn't do it. I don't care how many big ears you put around. I don't care how many baskets you go, how many Easter hunts you go. People are going to, many are going to church thinking this is about Easter, the Easter bunny. I did not tell my kids that. I told my kids the truth. This is, we're not doing that Easter bunny stuff. This is about Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is serious. This is about your soul having an everlasting life insurance policy. His name is Jesus Christ. And so therefore, making the path straight, getting our lives in order before we even go into the church, looking to see, are we walking in love? Looking to see if we still in sin, still doing things, still lying, still holding unforgiveness, still backbiting, still gossiping, doing all this. He says, we got to end still serving false gods, still running to the root worker, still doing the witchcraft, still burning the candles, still believing that sage is moving demons, still doing all this kind of stuff. And Lord is saying, away with that. Matter of fact, be careful to even go and touch the Holy Commune if you don't examine yourself first. This was John the Baptist was saying, bring fruits worthy of repentance. In other words, really, really acknowledge what you're doing and come and bring it before the Lord and lay it down so that when you do drink the Holy Communion, just like the Holy Communion, it says that if you drink it in an unworthy manner, you'll bring sickness and death to yourself. Glory be to God. If you drink it in a worthy manner, if you're in an unworthy manner, it can bring sickness and disease and death upon you. But if you drink it in a worthy manner, glory be to God, amen, you can receive healing in your body. That's why Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me, but I'll let that be for the next message. But anyway, the Lord is saying, prepare yourself. You don't even have to wait till Easter to prepare or resurrection to prepare yourself. This is about our souls. This is about getting our souls right before the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is right about acknowledging the fact that we do have a Savior, putting pride down and understanding that, listen, man can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, every word that proceeds from Jesus. You know, I got to tell you, yes, Lord, I put myself on the chopping block. The other day, the Lord spoke to me. I was just really, y'all, I was just going through. I was like, Lord, I can't believe you. You know, the kids is all gone. Everybody's doing their own thing. And I'm like, I'm by myself out here and this and that. And the Lord says, you know, now that you acknowledge that you just can't take care of yourself by yourself, he said, that's now letting you know. He said, that's humbleness. It's pride when you think, oh, I got it all together and this and that. Now you in a humble, amen. Somebody say amen. I got to get more humble. You're in a humble state that you now know that you need me. Somebody say amen right there. John the Baptist and the Lord is speaking to his people today. He's saying, make the path straight. Repent of your sins. This is what it's not about eating. You, listen, after you've done all this, see, resurrection should be after we knowing that Jesus died for our sins, that we can have eternal life. He says, I'm the good shepherd. I came that you may have life and have life. What? More abundantly. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection. I am the power. I am the way. I'm the way. I'm the only mediator between man and God. It's not about the Easter bunny. It's not about all this that the world is making it to be. It's of something more serious, something that a bunny cannot even solve. Glory be to God. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the one who died. Jesus Christ, I don't care how many false gods you go to. I don't care how many gods you claim. I don't care how many root workers you go to. I don't care how many warlocks you go to. None of them, glory be to God, can give God, none of us can give the Lord a ransom, glory be to God, for our sins. We can't do it. The devil himself is up under the, Satan himself is up under the judgment of the Lord Jesus Christ right now. Jesus said, I beheld Satan falling from heaven like lightning. Jesus is speaking to his people. He says, listen, many people are dying without me and they don't have to. Many people are going to hell, yes, without me. Yeah, because they wouldn't receive me and they wouldn't accept me, or some was ignorant to me, or some was locked into old family bloodline foolishness. Glory be to God, that has nothing to do with our soul salvation, which is deliverance for our soul, for our soul. Like this flesh, listen, the flesh a profit nothing. It's the spirit that give it life. Glory be to God. Jesus is speaking to his people today, and he says, will my people return back unto me? Away with your false practices of worshiping false deities and gods, false gods. He said, but I am the creator. I am the Lord. What does he say in Isaiah 43, which is one of my favorite, by the way? He says, you are my witnesses. He was speaking to his people Israel. He said that I am God. He said, before me, there was no God formed, and after me, there shall not be. And besides me, there's no savior. So I don't care how we try to go around it. We can say this. We can say that. Mm-mm. John the Baptist later, he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we're right back there again. Prepare the way of the Lord. Jesus is on his way back, by the way. He said, prepare, sanctify yourselves, let go of your sins, bring fruits worthy of repentance, acknowledge that you are in your sin, acknowledge that we have broken the laws of the Lord, acknowledge that we have been operating against the love of God. Many of us are operating against, I'm going to say that again, within the body of Christ, against the love of God. The love of God says, do this. The love of God said, be kind. The love of God said, love one ye and one another. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And we're operating the opposite of what the Lord Jesus said. I'm very excited about this message today, because this is like that Aaron's rod. You know what I'm talking about? It's like self-check. You the word come, line up. Because you know, at the end of the day, the blood of Jesus is what cleanses us. Yeah. That's why the Lord is so merciful. He says, listen, if you confess your sins, I'm faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. I want you with me. He tells us that in John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Jesus said, and believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go now to prepare a place for you. And when I go to prepare a place for you, I'm going to come back and receive you to myself, that you would be with me. This is what this is all about. I don't want to live in all this hell on earth and then go to hell. That don't mean eternity. No. I want life eternal. Glory be to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless your people today. Resurrect yourself with your glory today. Let them know, Father, that you are God. You're the balm of Gilead. You're still there. You're not a God that are far off. You're a God that is near, that you hear and that you do answer prayer and that you do bring results. Meet those people right. Meet your people right where they are, whether they're in the hospital, whether they're at home, whether they're driving in their cars, in the name of Jesus Christ. And let them know, hallelujah, that before you, there was no God formed. And after you, there should not be. And besides you, there's no savior. That you are the savior and you love your people. Glory be to God. And you love those that call upon your name, and that you're kind to the unthankful and to the evil, and that you're worthy of all praise, dominion, power, and might. And your name has been set above every name that's ever been named, not only in this world, but in the world to come. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for another day. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm going to hit you where it hurts, because I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm tired of you and my church. I'm not my own. I'm bought with a...